knows how long to keep them in that boiling, you know. Tomatoes, snap beans, butter beans, and all that. Corn, okra. We used to pick a handful of okra every other day, and they tell me okra is selling now for $29 a half. And you know we sold it for $3 a half.
See, what did you call it when your wife would be sweeping and dusting and all of that?
Well, a house cleaning, I guess. My wife would rather work outside than she would inside. She used to love outside work, and she loved. Now, you know, when we worked in the store, we used to open up the store at 8 o'clock, but we stayed in there till 10 and 11 o'clock at night. Now, these other stores were closed at 6, and then all that trade had come to us cash trade. You'd be surprised at the trades that we picked, but you know, I think I stayed in the store a little too long, because she was a hard worker. I wanted to close the store at 6 o'clock. Well, she worked the trick on me, see. She said, all right, close up the front door. And you know, people would come to that front door, and of course we had a back door, and she said, you come around to the back. And she'd keep us in there till late. I said, well, what's the use to close the front door? She said, well, you wanted to close up. I said, well, we didn't go home. I think 6 o'clock we ought to went home. And I think that's what dragged her down in that few long hours in the store. And then someday she would do without dinner. And we had a place to cook in there. We had a little dining room and a place and all cooked. And we cooked dinner there. And she'd be so busy, she wouldn't go back there to eat till in the night. And she had diabetes, and you know, in 1969, one day we went to the store, and it was Monday morning, and we was talking about that, you know, we always had to put the money in the bank to meet our bills and checks. And I was you know, Saturday night you washed up all your stuff in your meat market, see? And I was putting them out, and I was talking, and she was talking to me, and all of a sudden I told her, she never answered me. But, and I went up there, and she was out like a light. I said, great goodness, and it scared me so bad. I went to the phone, and I called my youngest daughter. I said, something's wrong with your mama. I don't know what it is. And she come running down there to the car, you know, and all, and we got out to the car. And she carried out, I was to the doctor, and the doctor came out and said, just carried right on over in the hospital. We're in the hospital. And she stayed out there for, I think, 10 or 12 days. And we run the store. And from then on, she started going down, see? Well, she kept telling me, she says, let's sell the store. I said, why do you want to sell it? We're doing pretty good. And I said, we're just starting to get ahead. You know, we had a hard time when we first married. You can't remember the Depression, can you? 1932 and 33? Well, we had little children, and there wasn't a job we had nowhere. And I went crabbing. My company shut down, bam. Everything shut down. And you couldn't get a job nowhere. And I went crabbing, caught crabs for 1 cent a pound. It took 3 crabs to make a pound. And when the children was all going to school, I didn't have no one to go with me. I bought a little air-cooled engine, a half horse.